It's me. Come bearing gifts. Come bearing too many gifts to open the door. A little help?
Thanks. I forgot what your order was, so I got a bunch of stuff and just kind of hoped I got it right on accident. Hope that's okay? I've got a black hole for a stomach, so I'll take whatever you don't want. Sweet. You want to eat in the living room or the kitchen? Sounds good to me. Hey, are you doing okay? You're kind of tense. What's the matter? Oh, come on. You made great progress. A lot more than any other magic user I know. What's got you thinking stuff like that? Ah, I get it. I mean, I remember how hard it was with all the aura detection when I first turned. I don't really blame you for getting a little frustrated. Here, why don't you practice on me? You can look at my aura and stuff, and, well, not stuff, but you get what I mean. How about it? Yeah, of course I'm sure. I mean, I think it's kind of different because I'm a vampire, so magical detection is more scent-based, I guess you could say, for me. It'd be cool to know what it's like for you. Wouldn't it be kind of, you know, beneficial to work with me? See, that's what I'm saying. Come on, we can try it out and see if you feel any better about it. I know you've been focusing on the blood mage stuff, so this shouldn't be a problem, but... You know, since you're a blood mage, would it be easier if you use some of my blood as, like, training wheels? Yeah, for sure. Here, let's sit down. You know, in case I get blasted. No, I don't actually think you're gonna blast me. I just like poking fun at you for it. Honestly, it's not easy to knock down a whole vampire, so the fact that you did it by accident is kind of impressive. But let's not do that to me, okay? Alright, let me just get a little bit of blood for you. A few drops should be enough, right? Awesome. See, I knew these things were good for something. Didn't even hurt. So, a little bit of blood for you. You don't gotta, like, eat it or anything, right? I know, Rochelle said blood mages can do a lot of stuff if they eat blood, but... Detection doesn't need to go that far. Oh, cool. That makes me feel a little better. Not that I think you do anything. I know you're chill. Okay, I'll let you do your thing, yeah? Let's do this.
Who is it? Don't...
Rochelle, hey. Just the lady I wanted to see. What you working on? Are those...
The codex pieces. Yes. I managed to put the ones we have together, but it's still missing too many pages. And the ones we do have, half of it's useless.
Yeah, but we still got it, didn't we? So we can rest.
I guess you're right. Now that doll settled in with their magic, it's only a matter of time before they'll be able to read this.
Not much to read without anything on the pages.
That's because it's charmed. Only a blood mage can read these pages once they know how. I used to spend hours reading the few pages I could get my hands on. We need to make sure that the codex is completed soon. I don't want to waste any more time.
I don't think that'll be a problem. Our mage is going to be ready in no time.
Oh yeah? And what makes you say that? Come on, spit it out. You look like you're going to burst.
I wanted you to hear it from me first, but before I say anything, I want you to know that it's all good.
Okay. The need for a disclaimer is making me worried.
Nah, I mean it. I told them about us becoming human.
Huh?
I explained everything, and they're on board. They want to help.
I thought I told you.
I know, but it's been weeks and they've been really stressed out. So after we were practicing, it just kind of slipped, you know?
Wait, practicing what?
Aura detection? They needed a little boost, so I gave them some of my blood and they did really well.
Is that so? And they used your blood to do this? They don't need it, Isaiah. What you made was a blood link. And they weren't detecting your aura. They were literally manipulating your magic, your memories. What exactly happened when the link was made?
Nothing much. They just kind of felt around for a minute or two, but hey, they felt this wall or something, and when they pressed on it, I started getting some of my memories back.
What?
I had a friend when I was human, like my best friend.
Isaiah.
And I could almost make out their face, but I remembered their voice. It was awesome. I haven't had a memory pop up like that before.
That's enough.
They said we could try again and see if I remembered more. You think when I turn back, I'll remember anything? It's gotta be possible. Or maybe they can get me my memories back now.
Isaiah.
What?
Look at me.
Okay. I don't feel so good.
Oh, shh. It's okay, Zaya. It's just the thrall.
No, but you can't.
Can't unless I'm your maker, right? Yeah. And that means I can't trance you either. Good job. So just relax. There. Out of everyone here that I've turned, I have never had to worry about keeping you in line, Isaiah. But now you've really disappointed me. What were my instructions? Keep Dahl comfortable, but at an arm's length. Wasn't that it? Wasn't that so simple? I didn't even have to trance the others for them to follow orders, and now you forced my hand. So are you the reason that Dahl's been acting out lately? Unlocking their door when I'm not there? Asking to leave more often, wandering up and down the hallways unsupervised when they could leave at any time? Is that because of you? My second in command? Was that all for a couple of shitty memories from an insignificant past? I really hope you enjoyed them. You know, if I have to keep changing your memories, pretty soon there's not going to be any more of that god-awful personality left. And after all the work I put in to keep you around and make you tolerable, you're on thin ice, Isaiah. So I'll give you one more chance. You were not with Dahl tonight. You were on a hunt and lost track of your meal. You're starving. You need to eat, and you can't risk being near the Blood Mage again. You do not need to see them at all for the rest of the night. And you never remembered anything about this friend. Not their face, not their voice, not the woods you used to run around in. None of it. You stay away from Dahl until that link is gone. And just for good measure, if you ever disobey me like this again, I will rip out your fangs and leave you for ash on top of the nearest building. That should do it. Isaiah?
Huh? Sorry. Lost my train of thought there.
It's probably the hunger. When was the last time you fed?
Last, I don't remember. Shit.
It happens to the best of us. But I think it might be best if you stay off this floor for the night. Oh, I've got some spare bags of B-negative in my fridge. You can help yourself till you're feeling better, okay? And be more careful when you're out hunting. Take someone with you next time.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Thanks, Shell. You're the best.
Anytime. You know I'm here to look out for you.